Yankee Skates, ladies and gentlemen.
How are we doing? Boys, how are we doing?
Go ahead.
I don't have a pick for tonight. There's only one game. Fantastic night of hockey last night on the ice. Just want to tell you that Gumpy went 9-2 and I went 11-5. Thank you,
baby Nick.
Thank you.
Hi, baby Nick.
Walk Bruce didn't want to have you guys do hockey. He said it would take too long.
Yeah.
Bruce is a scumbag.
Oh, he's a Giants fan.
Now we all know that.
Oh, no, folks.
I have.
And a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
Anybody home?
I am Tone Diggs.
Ah, baby.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Woo.
Sports betting program. That's our new open.
I do like that.
It is our new open.
Fuck it. I'm changing it up.
Just go sports betting program and then go woo.
Yes.
Yes. Then you don't have to introduce anybody.
We'll do it tomorrow. Gumpy's here.
Good day.
Bruce is here.
Good day.
Mitt's here.
Good day.
But if I were to say, what's going on, Bruce, what is going on?
What is going on?
What's going on, dude?
Boom. Cuse is back.
Yep.
Basketball's back.
Yep.
NHL's not back. There's one game. It's 250 favorite. We're not. You're not betting, right?
No, I would like to tell you that I did have a 11-leg hockey parlay that was ruined by the Detroit Red Wings for $2,500.
Oh. What did I tell you? I said, if you're going to do crack, you do it in Detroit. Kraken.
Shut up, Tony.
It's true. We did tell you.
Shut up.
Foo! Great hockey night.
Yeah.
Great hockey awesome. Night. You know what else it was a great night for?
CUSA.
Party in the fucking CUSA, yeah. Baby. Yeah,
sure was.
I said, what did we say? Oh.
Liberty.
We said Liberty's going to run the ball. What did they run for? 350. Oh, yeah. Is New Mexico going to run the ball? Yeah, they ran for 250. Are they going to win and cover both of them? Yeah. Where were we wrong?
How do they keep getting points, New Mexico? This is every week.
Where were we wrong?
The Philadelphia
Phillies.
Oh,
I know. Did I?
You were on. You didn't under. Didn't come home either.
In the first five?
Yeah, there's five runs.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
It's only six runs in the whole game.
Yeah. I think I could be wrong. I think I'm right though.
So we were just wrong in baseball.
Yeah.
We didn't hit.
But we'll ride with the.
How did basketball go?
1-0.
I was technically 1-1 on spreads. None of my high point parlays came through, so fuck.
That's I gotta recondition myself. The Knicks obviously back tonight, so that'll be useful. Yeah. But just watching like second quarter Nuggets, Lakers, backups are in. The Nuggets are up 16. I'm not used to that yet. You know, you gotta take some adjusting, like, hey, the only the last 2 minutes matter. All that jazz.
I would like to say, and I knew this from last year. Yes, I knew this from last year. You do not bet the Lakers before the game fucking starts ever. You wait till they're down 10, because then you're at least getting something of a line that you can play. Because they're going to come back. They always end up cutting it.
Maybe you just don't bet on the Lakers against their daddies.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, if this was if they were playing tonight, if it wasn't the first game of the season, I wouldn't have bet them against Denver. But it was, and I did, and oh well. Shout out Devin Booker for making me not a deposit boy. And also shout out fucking Conference USA, because that parlay obviously smacked.
That was the best I've seen Devin Booker look as like a point guard.
Oh. Okay.
Like he was passing. Maybe. He was dishing pretty nice last night.
You remember when I fell in love with the Suns?
Yeah.
He was doing some of that shit last year when we were at that game, and I said, boy, I fucking love Devin Booker and I love the Suns. Wait till Bradley Beal gets back and their shooting guard doesn't go 0-for-5 from 3.
Bradley Beal is going to be a massive deal for the Phoenix.
They're well a fucking wagon.
That was good. good run.
All right, so we will do picks Thursday tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tonight, well, let's do a little CUSA.
Yep.
We'll do a little NBA.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a weekday CUSA play of the year.
Wow. Really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's just get to it. Tonight, we have Jacksonville State at FIU and UTEP at Sam Houston. Which game is the...
UTEP has to be.
Which game is the POI in?
UTEP.
Bruce?
Which game are you saying?
Which game is your POI?
What'd your dog walker say? Is everything all right?
Yeah, we're good back there.
Yeah, no, we're good. I thought you were going to start with Jacksonville State.
Are you laying it?
Well, no. You threw a POI out there, so I had to say which game is the POI.
Not Jacksonville State.
Are you laying 8.5?
It's UTEP at Sam Houston, which I believe Gumpy is high on this game as well.
Yeah.
What side?
Sam Houston State money line is the play of the year.
Wow. I'm on UTEP +3.5. Hmm.
If not now, when?
I think we said the same thing last week.
Yeah, we did. But that the team they played, that well, who'd they play? New Mexico State? They yes. weren't. They were not.
They were only two. New Mexico State was also only a 3-point dog.
It's that one, damn it.
Same line.
Yeah, I love Sam Houston State tonight. They have to be getting up for their Super Bowl of their first win this season.
I can't. I cannot lay an 8.5 with you. I love Jack State, but I like him as a dog. I'm not laying 8.5.
I'm glad. Okay.
Yeah.
Someone numbers said stay away from that game.
Take fucking UTEP, Tony.
Okay, so then I looked at UTEP and Sam Houston State. My numbers said to take the under.
Yeah.
You know what the total is on that game?
Very low, I would imagine.
Well, how low do you think it is?
32?
37.
It's, yeah, 36.5, I believe. Do I want to go under 36.5 on a CUSA tomorrow Wednesday night game?
No, you want to take Sam Houston State money line.
Yeah, Tony, take Sam Houston State money line.
I don't want to do that.
So now what do
you nobody does.
I already told you it's the play of the year.
It's play
I
of want the
to
year,
stay away, man. Mitt.
Well, then just fucking bet a basketball game.
Boom. I'm out. I'm not taking CUSA tonight.
Whoa.
Nothing wrong with that.
Took two last night.
Lots of sports.
Won them both.
Lots of sports.
I'm not going to force picks on you, okay?
Lots of sports here.
Let's go to the NBA.
Tony, I actually have one CUSA basketball.
Sorry,
Matt. CUSA.
That's on me. That's on me, Jim. Go ahead.
There is nothing that says Sam Houston State should be favored. They haven't. Really, I think I've covered like two spreads this whole year.
Are you sucking on a gumball?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, I'm eating a fucking Zin, asshole, and I usually spit them.
You should spit it.
Okay, figure it out.
I would spit it.
I'm not used to.
What's your pick? Them. Spit it out.
I'm taking UTEP or whatever the fuck, because Sam Houston State, I mean, I've baited them every single game this year, and it's worked out. So, let's go. Party in the USA.
Okay.
All right. Get the fucking hard court, dude.
Let's go to the hard court.
Get the hard court.
I got a few picks on the hard court tonight. I do.
There we go.
I'm gonna lay it with the Celtics against the Knicks.
Wrong.
I'll go money line there.
Yep. Take the Celtics.
I'm gonna lay it with the Cavs.
I'll go money line there.
Against the Nets.
Also taking the Cavs. Let's go.
And you know what? No, I'm not gonna do that. Those are my two picks. I was gonna take the points with Wemby, but. I'm not as confident in his supporting cast.
Throw OKC money line in there for me.
Oh yeah.
Throw the Kings money line in there for me, and throw the Mavs money line in there.
Okay.
Ooh, I am meeting you there on almost all those, Gumpy. I am taking the Mavs. I'm taking a minus the 4 because you know what. San Antonio earned that fucking pick last year. I understand there's a lottery, all that. They're not that good. I looked at their starting lineup, and it's not that good.
Were the Mavs trotting out there with Luka and the boys?
Well, they got some good two-way players, fucking
Luka and Kyrie.
Yeah, they got some 3-and-D guys. I mean, hopefully
Seth Curry
is just better.
Oh, yeah,
Seth Curry.
Grant, back in Dallas.
Grant Williams.
I like Grant Williams.
And then Derek Lively, Raquan Holmes.
Is that the starting? Do we know the starting five?
Yeah.
I think Bruce was actually just
It's Luka, it's Kyrie, Josh Green, Grant Williams, and Derek Lively.
And then I am also taking the Memphis Grizzlies. New Orleans is going into Memphis. I'm not buying the Zion hype. The Pelicans also have a lot of injuries. So I'm taking the Ja Morant-less Memphis Grizzlies there. They still have Jaren Jackson. And then
still good.
Another game that I actually do really like is Atlanta going into Charlotte. Atlanta, I just don't really think they're that great of a team. I think Charlotte's going to have a giant bounce back here this year. Charlotte's getting 3.5 at home, so I'm taking them for a nice home opener.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah, I disagree with you on the Grizzlies. Not only are they without Ja Morant, obviously, but Steven Adams also season-ending injury, I believe, in the preseason. It's a big loss for those Grizz. Losing that muscle in the middle. I'm also going to take the Pistons +9 in Miami. You know, the Pistons don't know that they suck yet. They're not tanking or anything. So I think they can make that one a cagey affair. And then the late one, the new look Trailblazers. I'll take them +9 as well.
I don't hate that.
And of course, I am on my beloved New York Knicks. Although it should be a tough task. Also, Jaylen Brown's over. He dropped 46 last time out against the Knicks and averages 38 on opening night.
Here we go. That's the hardcore, baby.
Here we
So. Should be good tonight. Nice lineup here, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I was just thinking. What's Air Force this year? 7-0.
Yeah.
I should have known when Shad sent me this Air Force jersey that.
Yeah.
It was the boys' year.
Who was that?
Shad.
Shad?
With an H. S. S-H.
Yeah.
Oh, like Chad with an S?
Yeah. You should wear that one of these days.
You should wear that, Tony.
That'd be stolen valor.
You should wear it to Utah.
It wouldn't be.
You should wear it to Utah. Be nice and warm.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Their coach is cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. Cool ball coach.
How's Chompsley going today?
Oh, I get shit kicked. Okay. PSG's up 2-0 on AC. Newcastle's down 1-0. And Celtic, as everyone would have thought, is up on Atletico Madrid.
Okay. Sorry for the quick episode today. We have.
I just got some Europa League for tomorrow.
I know. I was just, you know. I was just letting the people.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't fucking going to cut out Europa.
Yeah. I also like the Bulls. I feel like they got to win tonight.
Okay.
Bulls?
The Bulls.
Chicago Bulls.
Against OKC?
Yeah.
Chai Gilly?
Chai Gilly?
Chet Holmgren?
I am
also. OKC's pretty hyped, to be honest.
I am very, very high on
I do like.
Okay. What do you got on Europa?
I got Real Betis money line. I have Marseille money line. I have West Ham draw no bet, Atalanta money line, and finish it off with Roma money line.
Okay. Anything else?
All's well that ends well.
Otter?
All right, Tony. I got a nice one for you here. Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just illusions. Quote, oh. Michael Jordan.
Hell yeah. Maybe it is the Bulls tonight.
It is now.
Yeah, it might be. You might be onto something, Bruce.
You kind of just.
It's a tough barn.
It is a tough barn.
Yeah. United Center?
Oh, yeah.
So what's his name there? Benny?
Benny the Bull?
Yeah.
Benny the Bull's going to be there.
Connor Bedard, courtside, probably.
Yeah.
Oh.
Picks Thursday tomorrow.
Picks Thursday.
We'll do it all.
Be there.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
Be square. It's up to you.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.